Vogel and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
Kix 96.9 Fake News with five-time Slammy-nominated morning anchor JP, Husker Nick Sports, and Nashville reporter and overall expert in the field, Lauren Silverman. It's the Kix 96.9 Fake News Friday Morning Report.
And we bring in Andrea to play Fake News Friday. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Your chance to win your way to the movies on us thanks to Fake News Friday.
Do you think you're a good sleuth, Andrea?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
We're going to give you headlines. You just have to tell us whether or not they're real or fake. If you correctly identify them, at least two out of the three, mm-hmm. We go to the movies on us at Marcus Grand Theater, okay?
Okay.
Headline number one. Man asks to search woman's deck for dentures. Woman calls cops. Is that a real or a fake headline?
Real.
That is a real headline.
Maybe he just lost his dentures.
German police have reported that a man recently showed up on a woman's doorstep, asked if he could search her deck for his missing dentures. She proceeded to call the police. When the cops showed up, they determined, yeah, he was being sincere, that he was visiting a friend a few floors above, and it fell down on her deck.
Oh, okay. If there was something above her, otherwise, my thought was, is he admitting to being a peeping Tom? Why was he on her deck to lose the dentures? But if there's an apartment building, that makes more sense.
He was above. Okay. So. Headline number two in Fake News Friday. Man drives himself to ER with nail shot in his heart. Is that a real or fake story?
Real.
You're right. It is. A Wisconsin man accidentally shot himself in the heart with a nail gun, managed to calmly drive himself to the hospital and walk through the front door of the ER. Doug Burgesson happened to be working on his house when the nail gun inadvertently went off.
My favorite part of this story is he was very, very close to a major artery, so they told him he had to go into surgery immediately, but the surgery center was on the other side of town.
Yep.
He asked if he could drive himself, and they said, no, we're going to have to go ahead and put you in an ambulance.
He'd already driven the 12 miles from his house to the hospital.
That's expensive. I drove here. Can I just drive? No, sir, with the nail in your heart. Get in the ambulance.
Got two right. Well, one more left. Escaped iguana named Mr. Jingles, caught after biting cyclist.
Fake.
No, actually, that's real. An iguana named Mr. Jingle snuck through a screen of his owner's home and took to the streets. The next morning, he was found roaming around Sagamore Road, where a cyclist was attempting to put a leash on the reptile to usher it to safety, and he bit his fingers.
No, well, he bit him, too. He had just escaped to safety. Don't tie me up.
Is it just like your tortoise that's trying to escape?
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Andrea, because you were able to correctly identify two out of three. You were going to the movies on us down at Marcus Theater's Grand Theater, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
I just love Mr. Jingles as the name.
Right?
That's my favorite name of all
time. I feel like I need another pet so I can name it Mr. Jingles now.
We may have to rename the gecko that's in the studio. We'll have Jungle John next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.